SB 532, or the Safe, Clean, and Reliable Public Transportation Emergency Act, amounts to a $1.50 bridge toll increase. San Francisco Democratic State Senator Scott Weiner authored the bill. He says the injection of cash could help agencies like Muni, BART, and Caltrain get through the drop-off in ridership that happened during the pandemic and which hasn't fully recovered.
That will generate over 5 years about $900 million and will help us avoid cuts like BART ending weekend service or nighttime service or Muni eliminating 15 or more bus lines entirely.
Weiner said the legislature has proposed about $1.1 billion in funding for public transportation in this year's budget. Of that, about $400 million would go to the Bay Area. That money would come primarily through cap and trade funds. The legislature is also proposing restoring the $2.2 billion in transportation infrastructure funding that Governor Newsom had cut from his budget proposal to help the state fill a $31 billion budget deficit. Weiner said that money is significant, but still falls short of the funding needed in the Bay Area.
So this, while it does not solve the entirety of the problem, it will get us to the point where we at least have space to breathe.
Not everyone is convinced that the added revenue will fix many of the issues plaguing systems like BART. Democratic State Senator Steve Glazer from Orinda issued a statement in response to SB 532. It reads in part, quote, "Transit riders and taxpayers have witnessed firsthand the trail of broken promises by advocates for bridge toll increases. We know from hard-learned experience that new funding does not ensure proper oversight and accountability at BART," unquote. Senator Glazer said a 2018 bridge toll increase promised a BART Office of the Inspector General that would be fully funded. Instead, he said, the BART Board of Directors starved the office of funding. Glazer pointed to longtime customer complaints about the BART system being inefficient, dirty, and unsafe. He said the Inspector General's office should not be appointed by the BART Board and should be independent. But BART Board Director Rebecca Saltzman disagrees. She said the Inspector General's budget has been increased almost threefold recently to pinpoint areas of waste and abuse, and other measures have been implemented.
Some of these things include adding police officers to patrol the trains, increasing the presence of unarmed safety staff, improving service to end 30-minute wait times on weekends and evenings, installing new fare gates in all of our stations to deter fare evasion, and doubling down on train and station cleaning.
Senator Steve Glazer's office also said bridge toll increases will unfairly fall on East Bay drivers who commute into San Francisco for work or entertainment and other purposes far more than the other way around. Senator Scott Weiner said he appreciates the need for better accountability in transit agencies, but massive transit service cuts are what's coming if they don't get the funding they need.
How does it benefit the Bay Area to make it hard or impossible for people to get to work, to make it hard or impossible for people to get to school, to make it hard or impossible for seniors to get to their senior center? That is not in anyone's interest.
Ridership on Bay Area public transportation dropped as much as 90% at the height of the pandemic and was only saved by federal relief funds, which are now expiring. Ridership levels are climbing, but Muni, for example, is at about two-thirds of the pre-pandemic ridership level, and BART is at about 40%. The bill is considered a tax increase and would need a two-thirds vote in the legislature to pass. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.